The following program is sponsored by Texas Financial Advisory, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Texas Financial Advisory, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Brooklyn Chandler Willey should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Brooklyn Chandler Willey is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
Welcome to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott, and I'm here alongside, of course, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, Brooklyn Chandler Willey. And if you have any questions you hear from the program today, and of course, what Texas Financial Advisory is all about is helping you come up with that plan and that strategy for your retirement. If you have any questions that you have in your mind once you hear Brooklyn talking about all the different topics that we cover on this program, you can always askbrooklyn.com. Email Brooklyn, askbrooklyn.com. Ask her a question. Her or somebody on her team will get back to you with an answer. Askbrooklyn.com. Before we get into our topic today, Brooklyn, welcome. How are things at Texas Financial Advisory?
Things are well, Mark. Thanks for asking. Thank you.
It's always a positive when things are going nicely.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And I would imagine when it comes to retirement planning, do the different times of year affect your business? I mean, more people retire, say, January 1 of the new year. Or do they retire in the spring because, hey, I want to take the summer and go have a good time? Or do they retire in the fall? Is there any time frame that is more likely to include retirement timing during a year?
Well, it's really, there's no drop of the hammer, if you will. I mean, I think it's industry specific. A lot of people that we work with have bonuses at certain periods of time. So let's say it's going to hit and the bonus is going to hit in February for their year's prior work, then they probably will stick around till February to get that bonus and then retire into February, March. We have people, I think just as of society, we think of May like a graduation month. So for some reason, that becomes a retirement month in people's lives. They retire in May right before summertime. And then there's those that work up until December because they're going to work their year is January 1st through December 31st. So if we wanted to say, you know, when do we see kind of spikes in that? It's, I mean, guess May and December, January. But then it's really, as far as industries, it's industry specific if you're waiting around for a bonus that's paid out a certain time.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. So today we're going to talk about written retirement plan strategies. And I know this is something that you always help people with, your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. So a written retirement strategy. We're going to talk about three different methods. And I suppose at times you use a little bit of each one of these methods we'll talk about today, probably. It's probably not just all one method or another. You probably combined some of these scenarios. But how important is it to have a written retirement plan, Brooklyn?
I think that it's super important. It allows us to think things through to kind of help prevent like any sort of barriers that might come your way or blocks. But what is hard to explain to people until they go through the process is that written plan that we do for each of our clients, they're all unique and customized to their particular situation. So many times I've told you this before, Mark, that people will reach out to us through the radio show and they're like, send me that report. And we don't really have a report to send you. We can send you information and we're all about giving you education. But as far as the report or a TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, that's unique and customized just for you. I mean, I'm thinking about the folks I met with this last week. I had two business owners that two separate types of industries. Obviously, that's a different scenario than my other prospective interview that I had with a client that will be retiring from AT&T that's worked there for 30 some odd years. So the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap we put together, it, one, looks at your specific needs and background and what you've saved and how you spend, and then two, helps you decide what you do as far as investment tools in order to continue to allow you to walk away from that paycheck and make work optional.
So if you'd like to find out more about Brooklyn and the team, we encourage you always to check out the website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. You can also find out about the live events the Brooklyn and the team put on throughout the area, whether it's San Antonio, New Braunfels, or Victoria, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. So we're going to talk about three different retirement plan strategies, written retirement plan strategies. Let's start with the cash flow method. What is the cash flow method, and do you use it sometimes?
Well, sure. I mean, a cash flow method simply says, how much can you take from your investments and keep the principal intact, right? And that could vary from week to week, month to month, however you take your income. Now, a couple of factors that we start that cash flow method, we build the foundation on, is, say, your Social Security benefits, pensions, annuity distributions. So known streams of income build up the foundation, and then we have whatever you're going to take from your investments to top that off. So we're looking in a forward manner to give you an idea of what your income will be based upon the known streams of income and then the other sources that can generate income for you.
Okay, so this one would be, and I would imagine they're all kind of similar. They're just a little different, maybe the main part of it, I suppose. So the cash flow method, you're looking to see what can we pull from different areas, and then we have different strategies depending on where those tools would be, I suppose.
Sure, and then the tools are structured really by time, if you will, how we're going to put money in, and we call this kind of bucketing money. We're going to put money in this bucket for this purpose, short-term, long-term needs, and that helps us dictate what kind of investments you should look into.
So how do you walk people through that? Because I would think this is something that you do day in and day out, Brooklyn. You help your clients at Texas Financial Advisor come up with those plans and strategies that make sense for their future, basically. It's because it's about your clients at Texas Financial Advisory. Most of us, though, have never worked in this world of retirement. We hope we retire once and we don't have to go back to work unless we want to go back to work. So I would imagine there's a lot of explaining, a lot of learning that needs to take place.
Right. And again, I think back to when I first started this business in January of 2008, there wasn't a lot of software out there, financial planning tools. It was pretty old school. It was like, here's my legal pad and I'm going to draw pictures to illustrate my point to get across. And I still do that a lot. I think that it registers with people. It allows us to make it simple to understand these complex investment vehicles. So we can do it as easy as writing on a legal pad or a whiteboard. But then we, of course, have a lot of tools that I've invested in as a business owner with our company that can allow us to utilize technology and software to give us real-time data in order to allow for decision-making processes, not be speculative. And it's down to a point now that we can kind of grade how your plan's going. We can give it an A, B, C, D, or F as far as how the plan is. So I think that a lot of the things that we do, you know, I'm looking at it as if I was the consumer and I was investing in this, how would I want it to be explained to me? And so that's how we present it to our clients and those that are coming in for a consultation. So what I want you to do as you're listening to our show today, we do have a wonderful website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com, that you can go to and get a lot of information. We've created some reports and some white papers that you can request simply by texting our number at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. I think one of our most requested reports is that income report. How do I create income? So if you want to text the word income to 844-832-7469, that's 844-TFA-SHOW. And as always, we've reserved some time on the calendar for our first 10 callers or texters that have saved more than $250,000 towards retirement. So if you'd like that opportunity to come in at no cost, no obligation to really have something customized for you. You can simply text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469 or call us at 844-TFA-SHOW. We do have people that answer the phone, even though it's a Sunday. So you can give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW. That's 844-832-7469.
We're talking about three written retirement plan strategies. So we started with the cash flow method. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the time segmented method. And of course, Brooklyn will explain each and every one of these. In our final segment, we're going to get into the income flooring method. But we've got a question from Joe in Wimberley, which I would imagine this question pertains to no matter what method you're using for retirement planning. And Joe's question is this: Brooklyn, what role does Social Security play in a retirement strategy?
Well, hey, Joe, thanks for writing in. And if any of our listeners have questions that they would like us to answer on the show, they can go to askbrooklyn.com. And that's A-S-K, Brooklyn, with two N's, B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N-N.com. You can put your own question on there. But to answer your question, Joe, Social Security is just like a piece of the puzzle. It just fits nicely into whatever else that you've got going on. You do have options and strategies, and we have all of those that we can introduce you to and show you how you could leverage Social Security and get the most out of that government plan. Now, here's the downside to Social Security. You've paid in, but if you pass away, you can't take it with you. So that's knowing that we want to be able to maximize that program to get the most out of it. So I've also created a book that you could request via text. Just simply text the word security, that's S-E-C-U-R-I-T-Y, and that will give you the what, when, who, how of making your Social Security decisions. The number to text the word security to is 844-832-7469, that's 844-TFA-SHOW.
So there's no cost, no obligation, no pressure for any of this. You want any of these reports, 844-832-7469. We're talking about written retirement plan strategies today. We started with the cash flow method, and when we come back here in just a minute, we're going to talk about the time segmented method. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for your day off from work? Oh, a day off from work. But wait, in just the next couple days, your alarm's gonna go off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like your day off from work? It can, but you should start making plans today. I'm Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, and I'm your everyday can be your day off retirement professional. We can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it your day off? It sure feels like it. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your everyday can be your day off advisor right now at 844-TFA-SHOW. We will help you put together a TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap so you can have that day off feeling every day of the week. Call 844-TFA-SHOW right now.
Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott here, as always, with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Brooklyn started her company back in January of 2008, now has offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. You can always go to the web to find out more. TexasFinancialAdvisory.com, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. We're talking about different written retirement plan strategies today on the program. And we started with that, you know, I think Brooklyn probably, let's say that you had 100 people come in, and out of those 100 people, whether it's a couple or an individual, doesn't matter, but 100 different meetings that you had, how many of those would actually already have some form of a written retirement strategy?
I think I've seen one out of 100, I'd see one.
Yeah, yeah. So this isn't normal. I mean, most of us are about the tools. We've got 401ks, IRAs, real estate, insurance products, whatever it is. And we think that's our plan. Well, that's not a plan. Those are just the tools. So we're talking today about written retirement strategies. We talked about the cash flow method, and it's almost where, you know, you're going to use the 2% withdrawal, the 3%, 4% withdrawal, and you're going to be pulling different amounts out of different areas. The cash flow method. What about the time segmented method, another form of a written retirement plan strategy?
Well, that's really great too, because I think people think in terms of dates and times and ages. So that type of strategy is earmarking, similar to the bucket method that we talked about earlier, where you've laddered investments in maybe some fixed investments like bonds or annuities, and you're just taking the interest out and then reassessing at the end of the term. So maybe you ladder things that are going to be coming up every year, and then you've got money freeing up and you can reinvest it as interest rates change or go up, hopefully. So I don't know. So let's do an analysis here, or an example, a case study, if you will. So let's pretend we have a couple and they're both 60 years old or 60 years young, and they plan to retire at 65. Maybe the first 10 years of the retirement, they know they're going to have enough income coming in. And so they really don't need some of their investments. So they want to park it for the first 10 years. They can use, you know, put it into something that's going to ladder for over those next 10 years.
Hey, would you explain laddering? What do you mean by laddering?
It's a ladder, just like a ladder. So step ups, you know, just different steps up. And so you've got your first step, which is like your first bucket, and then your second step, which is another source of income. So a ladder allows for you to diversify your money across institutions, across investment vehicles. So you have basically committed that money for a certain period of time, and then you have another investment that's a different period of time.
So back in the day, we would have, you know, maybe our parents or grandparents maybe laddered CDs because the interest rates were so much higher in the 70s and 80s. And they might have a one-year CD, a three-year CD, and a five-year CD. So they're all coming due at different times. That would be a laddering strategy, I take it.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So what would you ladder today? Because CDs are still not paying much.
Mm-mm.
I mean, do you still, and bonds, we've got a rising interest rate environment, even though they've stopped now for a while, rising interest, mm-hmm. or raising the interest rate level. But back in the day, you might have even laddered bonds. Today, what would you use? Because when interest rates go up, bond values go down, so you probably wouldn't ladder those. What would you ladder in today's financial world?
So as I've talked about on the show before, Mark, we as a firm, Texas Financial Advisory, we operate on that institutional platform of investment. So we have access to pretty much any tool out there. And I would say probably 80% of those tools are not something that just an average consumer would come across or know even how to get, because they're not necessarily offered at the retail side. You can't just go to the bank or get them online. So there are a lot of opportunities, things like equity-linked CDs or a performance bond or private placements, real estate funds, annuities. Again, that's kind of our hybrid world, meaning that there's some sort of protection of the principal, but yet it's earning interest based upon some sort of benchmark, if you will. And the good news with those type of vehicles is we know how they work, and we can plan on them, right? So just like if you had a five-year CD, you know exactly how that CD is going to work and what the interest is going to be. Well, there are those tools available, and we can tell you what it's going to pay you. I guess the takeaway from it is that you limit your liquidity, right? So there's always the good and the bad. And so really, the only downside to those type of options is that you've put your money into something for a certain period of time. And so if something else came up and you wanted to change your mind, there's typically a penalty for canceling your original investment before the expiration period. Now, a lot of times it's very, very nominal and it doesn't even affect them. And it's better to make that change. But again, that's something that everyone needs to be aware of when we're looking at these options. Like, what's the downside? And I tell this to folks all the time. We want to know our exit strategy. What is our exit strategy? How are we going to get out of this, even when we start, so that you can weigh that against other opportunities that come your way? So if you'd like some more information on some of these options that exist in that type of planning strategy that we've been talking about, a lot of those hybrid vehicles. We have earmarked on my calendar some time for our first 10 callers that have saved $250,000 or more towards retirement. And there's no cost for that opportunity to come in and meet with myself or one of my other advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory. The number is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. If you cannot make a call at this time, you can always text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469, 844-TFA-SHOW. Either way, you'll get to us. And of course, you can visit my website at texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory Offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. I'm Mark Elliott. We're talking written retirement plan strategies. So we talked about the cash flow method. We're talking about the time segmented method and the use of laddering different tools in your retirement tool belt. You can certainly do that. Back in the day, it would have been about CDs probably for our parents or grandparents, that high interest rates, and you'd get a 1 year, a 3 year, a 5 year, you're laddering. You're just, things are coming due at different times. So you know you're going to have some available money for yourself because you can either redo them, re-up or take the money and do something different with it, Brooklyn. So those types of things, today's world, I suppose we're talking about, you might be doing the laddering with the annuity world, because annuities are, I think, a product that are misunderstood, certainly, but they're also the one way to create your own pension, too, with the use of an annuity. Maybe touch on the annuity world just a little bit, if you would.
Well, the annuity world is actually made up of four worlds. There's four types that you could have. You could have your immediate annuities or single premium immediate annuities. I'm not a big fan of those simply because they're a little archaic in the fact that you hand over your money to the insurance company and you die. The insurance company wins in that case. They keep your money. So I call that annuicide, meaning you've lost all that money. Now, there's not all of them work that way, but the majority of them do. The second type is your fixed annuity, and those are very similar to how a CD would be structured with a bank, but of course this is with an insurance company, so you've agreed to 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, whatever, and then it gives you a guaranteed interest rate. Typically those products have no fees, it's just is what it is. And then the third type are your fixed index annuities or your hybrid annuities. These really did not become something a consumer could purchase until after that 2008-2009 market crash, because they were really only available to big pension plans, to be used with pension plans. But then there became a huge need as a consumer when pensions started going away that folks would need to use them for their 401ks. So a fixed index annuity means that it's going to protect your principal. That money you put in, you're never going to lose. But it can transition into an income product for you, and it can pay you for your life. So you could have income for life. Now, there may be $0 left in your bucket upon your demise, but that's okay. You could live to be 110 and still get paid income forever. So that is, if we're going to look at annuities, that's one of the ones that we consider. I own that type of annuity for myself, even though I'm in my 30s still, Mark.
Are you now? Okay. Well, good. Good, because you're running out of time in your 30s.
Stop.
But I think you're still there.
I am.
At least
for a little bit longer.
Not through the end of this year, but at least right now.
Thanks.
You're
welcome.
But you're
welcome. Have one of those annuities set up for when I'm nearing my 60s that I can use for income. And then the last type is a variable annuity. I mean, again, I'm always open-minded about investment products and investment tools. Where I get a little bit of a hang-up or a beef with the variable annuities is the fees involved with them. It's pro-insurance company versus pro-client or pro-consumer, and I'm advocating for my clients and my consumers. I don't want the insurance company to make more than they do. So that's where we probably wouldn't ever consider the variable annuities. Now, I've got clients that have bought them from other insurance salesmen or the banks, and we want to make sure we use them and maximize them to the best of their ability.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's knock out another question. We got a question from Scott in San Antonio, Brooklyn. And Scott says, Brooklyn, it seems we're certainly living longer these days than what my grandparents did back in the day. My retirement's going to last longer than theirs, it certainly feels like. What if I'm not sure that my savings is going to be enough to cover the cost in retirement? Are there options, or there's something that I can do?
Well, now's the time to figure that out, right? We don't want to get to that point in time. I have a lady that had been working with another advisor for a period of time, and he told her up front, like, you're going to run out of money when you're 85. And that was the plan. Like, okay. And so okay. A few years into it, she's like, this is kind of bothering me because what if I live to be 86 and my parents live to be in their late 90s? Like, what do I do? So I tend to plan to be, if you're going to live to be 100. Now, I've told you this before, Mark, we've had clients well into their hundreds, but I still use 100 as my benchmark. So I think coming in and having an assessment done of your situation, the way we approach things, again, is very unbiased. We're looking at things in a manner of what's in your best interest because we operate as a fiduciary. And so really, it's hard to answer that question over the airways, if you will. This is something that you need a face-to-face meeting on. And so we do offer that opportunity for our first 10 callers. And I know I emailed back this question to the person that asked it and said, you need to come in. There's no cost. You don't have to worry about paying us when you come in here. But let's talk about your particular situation face-to-face. So if you want that opportunity, if this has been one of your questions that you need answered, give us a call at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. You can also text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469.
So in our next segment, we're going to kind of go to our what we call our lifestyle portion of the show. We're going to talk about what are you planning to do when you get to retirement? Are you going to write your memoir? Brooklyn has already started penning her memoirs, I'm sure. Are you going to take a class? Are you going to try something new? Are you just going to dote on your grandchildren? What are you going to do when you get to retirement? That's where we're headed next. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for your day off from work? Ah, a day off from work. But wait, in just the next couple days, your alarm's gonna go off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like your day off from work? It can, but you should start making plans today. I'm Brooklyn Chandler Willie, CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, and I'm your every day can be your day off retirement professional. We can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it your day off? It sure feels like it. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your every day can be your day off advisor right now at 844-TFA-SHOW. We will help you put together a TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap so you can have that day off feeling every day of the week. Call 844-TFA-SHOW right now.
Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Welcome back to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott here with the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, Brooklyn Chandler Willie. Again, if you'd like to find out more about Brooklyn and the team, you'd like to find out about the live events they put on throughout the area, there's no cost to attend. You just have to sign up typically because seating is limited. TexasFinancialAdvisory.com, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. And you can always email Brooklyn, AskBrooklyn.com, and ask her a question. She'll get back to you. AskBrooklyn.com. Because we talk about so many different things, you might have questions pop up in your mind while you're listening to Brooklyn. So we thought we'd add that into our repertoire here to help you. AskBrooklyn.com. Let's go to, we're talking about retirement written strategies today. We've talked about the cash flow method. We've talked about the time segmented method. We're going to talk about in our next segment, the income flooring method. But right now, let's talk about retirement, the fun part, not the X's and O's that we always talk about, you know, the stocks and the bonds and the mutual funds and the annuities and the life insurance and all the different tools we can throw into our retirement tool belt. Let's talk about the fun stuff. Do any of your clients ever have the big retirement bash, big party that the whole team at Texas Financial Advisory gets to go have fun, enjoy, and celebrate?
Do we throw a big party?
Do you or do your clients?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All the time.
Okay.
I mean, we have events within our firm, and then we have clients, of course, that have their own retirement parties. It's really fun to see them and go to them, and sometimes we sponsor them, depending on the situation. But really, that's what this is all about, right, Mark? And it's about having life and having options and choices. And I love being a part of that milestone when people can celebrate their successes. And fortunately for me, we get to do it quite a bit.
Yeah, I would think. I mean, that's kind of the fun thing. It's a great opportunity. I think it's a brand new chapter in our lives when we hit retirement. And it's not, you know, it used to be kind of the golden years is what retirement was. And the idea was you'd sit on the porch, rock in the chair, you know, tell the kids, get off your yard, you know, get off my lawn, that kind of thing. And now it's more like, you know, boy, people get into retirement. They're just going all the time.
Go, go, go. Yeah. I know. It's crazy. I mean, these people are busier than they were when they were working. And yeah, really what I credit it to, Mark, is the advancements with technology and the internet. There are so many opportunities to travel for discounts, and that's wonderful because if you're able to fly out as on a Tuesday to go to China, that is really cheap as compared to someone that wants to fly out on a Sunday or a Saturday when you're restricted because of your work. So we've seen clients do some really, really cool stuff, and that's really, really been fun to help them plan that and give them the peace of mind. Like, yeah, if you take out this $40,000 to go on your cruise around the world, you'll be fine. You still have enough money.
So. That's the key. You're going to be fine. Go ahead and do it. Have fun. Well, enjoy it. So what are some of the cooler things that some of your clients at Texas Financial Advisory have said they're going to do when they get to retirement?
Well, we've had a lot of clients that end up living in really cool places of the world, not just traveling there. We've had clients that become expats and they move to Europe and get citizenship there. We've had that. Canada, Mexico, Costa Rica, Hawaii. Man, we've got clients all over.
You've
got
to have a lot of money to retire to Hawaii, would be my guess.
I would think so. Yeah. And I mean, I guess.
I can't argue with that.
Can't talk about it, but.
I mean, Hawaii is beautiful, so.
Sure.
Yeah. So do they typically want to go warm? That's what it sounds like. Except, no, yeah, you said Canada. You said Canada, so we're not necessarily going warm.
No, I don't know. I mean, I think people come to Texas because it's warm.
Right.
And those that have lived here that retire and go elsewhere, I don't know. Weather's probably not a driving factor that I see too much like I would if I was up north.
Right.
But usually people like to stay in that. I don't blame them. I'm not a cold weather person. Can't do it.
Yeah, I get that. I get that, Brooklyn. But there, you know, it's always interesting, I think, because everybody's situation is different, which is why I think your job is so interesting. Because at the end of the day, we can talk about, you know, you better have an income plan, you better have an investment plan, you better have a health plan, you better have a tax plan, you better have an estate plan. And all of that is included in the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. But I think the gist of the whole thing is that we're going to enjoy the time that we have left, whether it's travel, whether it's taking the grandkids to Disney World or whatever it is. I mean, everybody's hopes and dreams are a little bit different, I would think, in this area.
Definitely. And again, that's why we offer customized planning for each and every one of our clients to be able to create that for them. And if you aren't close enough to your target, at least we can tell you so that we can figure out a way together to get you there, right? I think one of the worst things that you could do is spend money on something and then regret it later. And so that's where our TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap gives you that confidence and the freedom to be able to spend your money.
So when, for example, what you're just saying, you don't want to spend your money and then go regret it later. That would be like, well, you know what? We're going to retire. We're going to sell our home. We're going to get an RV and we're going to travel the country, which could be great. Absolutely. But do you sometimes say, well, maybe let's do that for a month and try it first before we jump all in?
Yes. Highly recommend test driving some of these strategies that people bring my way, like sell our house and downsize into an RV. Though I do have a new client of mine that's going to go for a month around the Great Lakes in an RV with her sister.
Well, that'd probably be kind
of
fun.
Happening.
Yeah.
We'll find out when she gets back.
Hopefully she still likes her sister at the end of that month.
Yes. They have exit routes though. Like they know which towns they can from there take a plane or a train home.
Got a plan for all contingencies, without a doubt. Yes. So if you've never really thought about all of these kind of fun things, what are you going to do? Do you have a bucket list? Do you already have the bucket list created? Do you know what you and maybe it's you and your spouse, what you're going to do and how you're going to spend your time? This is also part of the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. It's coming up with what are you going to do? I mean, if you work 50 weeks a year, let's say you took 2 weeks off a year, that's 50 weeks a year, 40 hours a week, that's 2,000 hours. What are you going to do to fill your time? You better have something in mind. You don't have to, Brooklyn, because certainly sometimes people just go, I'm sick of working. I'm done, and I'll figure it out when I get there. Mm-hmm. But this is all part of what Brooklyn can do for you when she sits down with you and talks about, you know, that next chapter of your life. 844-832-7469 is the number. You can always text the word visit as well to that number, 844-TFA-SHOW, 844-832-7469. You know, Brooklyn, when we're talking about things that people are now doing in retirement, and you said, you know, you think people are maybe even more active because of the internet. They can find, you know, the bargains on a trip or a cruise or things like that. Are more and more people, though, and it's just kind of what it seems to me. I don't work in your world every day. I talk to you every week on the program. But it seems to me more and more people are going back and maybe working part-time because they kind of miss the social interaction. And they just want to kind of get – are you seeing more people doing those types of things?
Well, something that we talk about here with folks that we work with is you've spent this all these years, decades, of building your career resume, right? What you were going to be when you grow up. Your career resume. And then you reach this point in time where it's time to build your life resume. And those are doing those activities. But for other people, they find joy in giving back to the community that they have had that life resume in, or that career resume. And so they do go back as more of a consultant or, you know, research or just a fill-in. And because they find joy giving back to this industry that they spent all these years pouring their life into. And so, yeah, we see that quite a bit. I think that we've, as a society in general, have crafted a way that we can use the expertise of someone that's truly a professional but doesn't want to work 40, 50, 60, 100 hours a week. And so, yeah, we see it more often than not that people still do that, kind of keep that toe in the water, if you will, and they're on call for certain projects, and that's great. It's a great way to keep your mind active and stay in your industry.
You know, and this is really where you come in because, you know, you're talking about the couple that maybe needed 40 grand for their big blowout, huge bucket list item, the trip they were going to take. They can't wait to take it. And you had to go through and say, you know what, you can afford to do that. You've actually done a great job. I mean, sometimes you're here to also give people permission to go ahead and have fun, go spend some of that money that you've, you know, because it's a different time. We're used to always putting away, putting away, putting away. You get to retirement, now we're pulling money out, pulling money out. That's a different mindset.
Sure. And it's hard for people to do. But the way I look at it, again, is a little bit different. I mean, money is neutral. It's similar to when you travel, Mark, like let's say I know you went to Mexico a while back. When you're there, you get the pesos and stuff, right? And the money looks fake almost, you know? Or if you go to
Canada.
Yeah, it
is.
It does, right? It's like all pretty and colorful and plasticky, but it's money. But it's what value you attach to it. And so whenever I'm, you know, emotionally obviously not involved in people's finances like you are, not you particular, but the client, they are more emotionally attached to their money than I am. So I'm able to come in and kind of diffuse the emotion and say, okay, yes, please spend $50,000 on remodeling your house. Do it. Please go do it.
Which is, you've got to have a plan in place, which is kind of what the whole show is about today. That we're talking written retirement plan strategies. In our final segment, we're going to come back and talk about the income flooring method. We've talked about the cash flow method, the time segmented method. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the income flooring method as well. Brooklyn, why don't you give people an opportunity to come in and sit down with you?
So if they'd like that opportunity, again, we have earmarked some space on my calendar. We have 10 spots open for our first 10 callers. Again, that's no cost for you to make that appointment, come in and meet with myself or one of my advisors. You can either text the word visit to 844-832-7469, or you can call us at 844-TFA-SHOW. That's 844-832-7469.
So we're talking written retirement plan strategies today. We've talked about the cash flow method, the time segmented method. We're going to wrap this all up with the income flooring method. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for your day off from work? Oh, a day off from work. But wait, in just the next couple days, your alarm's gonna go off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like your day off from work? It can, but you should start making plans today. I'm Brooklyn Chandler Willie, CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, and I'm your everyday can be your day off retirement professional. We can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it your day off? It sure feels like it. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your everyday can be your day off advisor right now at 844-TFA-SHOW. We will help you put together a TFA financial freedom roadmap so you can have that day off feeling every day of the week. Call 844-TFA-SHOW right now.
Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie. Brooklyn, of course, the CEO and president of Texas Financial Advisory, started her company back in January of 2008. You can find out more about Brooklyn and the team on the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. They put on events throughout the area all the time. There's no cost to attend. You just have to sign up. Seating is limited in most situations. So all that information and more is on the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com, texasfinancialadvisory.com. I'm Mark Elliott. Today we're talking about written retirement plan strategies. And as Brooklyn said at the start of the show, that maybe 1 out of 100 people will come in and actually have a written retirement plan. Now, Brooklyn, I think of the broker, you know, that gives us a little pretty pie chart. Is that a written retirement plan?
No.
Dang it.
I'm sorry.
That's just not right. So we're talking about different methods of going through the cash flow method, the time segmented method. The final method that you wanted to talk about today is the income flooring method. So now are we talking about kind of that paycheck that was coming every 2 weeks in the, you know, when we were working full time? Now we're in retirement. We still want those checks to keep coming in. Is that the kind of the idea of a flooring method?
You are right, Mark. Do you love those words?
It doesn't happen often, Brooklyn. Doesn't happen often.
You are right in this instance. The flooring method is really, instead of having just the foundation, that foundation is pretty thick, like we talked about in our our cash flow method. You want to make sure you've got month after month enough income coming in to cover every single expense that you need to cover, that you're not having to live month to month wondering if you're going to have enough income coming in. And really, I feel like a lot of people gravitate to that type of plan the most because we are accustomed to knowing exactly how much income we're going to come in. It's going to come in when you have a paycheck. Really, unless you're an entrepreneur or a business owner or something to that effect, you're not able to weather those storms of missing a paycheck. So a lot of people, even if they talk all big and stuff and say, well, I've averaged a 9% return on my investment, so I can take out 4% every year and be just fine. Well, I don't know. Is that true? Let's test it, right? But if we have a floor method, meaning that each month every expense is paid, it gives you a lot more freedom with the money that you don't need to use for that month-to-month income distribution because you're not needing it to cover your expenses. It's just extra. It's gravy on top of everything else.
You know, we've talked about the, you know, creating your own fiscal financial house, you know, kind of like the blueprint to your building a home where you start with the foundation, then you go to the first floor, maybe the walls and all of that, and you maybe have another floor and then you get to the roof and all of that. I mean, the foundation is the part of a home that is the strongest. No matter what storms hit, the foundation almost is always still there. And the idea is in this income flooring method is that you always have that base of income, I suppose.
Yeah, it's the Social Security check. It's the pension. It's turning your investments into a self-owned pension. That is part of the flooring method. So that month after month, you know, we're going to have $6,000 coming in. And next year, it's going to step up because it's designed to step up with the cost of living increase so that when you go to the grocery store, the basket of groceries that costs $150 today and they cost $160 next year, same groceries, you're able to cover those costs.
So how important is it to have increasing income in retirement? Because I think, you know, if we need $5,000 a month to retire on, and Brooklyn, I think I'm going to be fine. I just need $5,000 a month to retire on. I've got that. I think I'm good. And then when you throw me a curveball and say, well, what about in 10 years when that $5,000 needs to be $7,000, are you going to be okay there? I mean, increasing income, how important is that?
I plan on it when we do plans for our clients. I get a little bit of pushback from people sometimes because they say, well, I'll probably be spending less money in when I'm 80. Well, all right, that's fine, but you might need that money for other things like healthcare or, you know, paying medical bills. So I'd rather, I use a factor of 2.5% increase each year. I feel like that's pretty fair for the area that we live in. Now, there's other areas of the country like California, Hawaii, that the cost of living increases like 4 to 5% a year. It's crazy. So again, we're pretty fortunate where we are here in Texas, and the amount of money that it costs to live here seems to be pretty doable. So Mark, again, we've put together a couple of short white papers, reports, if you will, and one of our most highly coveted report that we've had people request is the checklist. And this checklist is a way for you to, in simple terms, see what is the retirement income planning checklist. And if you'd like that, just simply text the word checklist to 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW.
So just text the word checklist, 844-832-7469. You'll get the white paper. As easy as that. I'm Mark Elliott, Brooklyn Chandler Willie, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. And you can definitely find out more on the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. And glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm going to drop in another question. This one comes from Jan in San Antonio. And Jan says, Brooklyn, can you explain the difference between the accumulation phase and the withdrawal phase and why it is so difficult?
Well, the accumulation phase, you are reducing the amount of money that you have coming in from your paycheck into a deferred account. So that could either be through like your 401k at work or through a savings plan or just your savings account or a brokerage account. So you are putting money away and you don't need that money right now. And because you don't need that money right now, you probably could pick some investment vehicles that could have some volatility because you're looking for the upside potential. But at some point in time, there comes a point where you want to lock it in and then switch it to an income vehicle. You want to have it spit off income to you. And the key to that is preserving the principal, right? So if we have $1 million saved and you're taking income off of your $1 million, if that $1 million drops to $900,000, then that's less money to generate income for you. So that's where we talk about the mindset shift for people to go, all right, it's all fine and good that this accumulated here, but it's not reliable for you to use as an income vehicle. So on my website, this is something that we have a video. You can go to the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. And it's one of the drop downs there that is like, I think it's our blog. But you can see a video of how I explain sequence of return to understand that when you're taking income, we want really more of a conservative, consistent growth versus a volatile, you know, highs and lows with the market. And then I've also created another booklet that you could request simply by texting the word market, M-A-R-K-E-T. To the same number, 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And I think that would help you, Jan. But if you want something customized to you, be sure to give us a call here at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And if you can't make the call now, you can simply text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469. 74-69.
So we've covered a lot of ground today, Brooklyn, and my guess is that, you know, that was a good question by Jan about the challenge between our accumulation phase while we're working to the withdrawal phase when we get into retirement. Now we start pulling money. My guess is that people that are spenders during their working years probably remain spenders during retirement. And those that are savers during their working years probably, to a degree, stay savers. Is that kind of what you find, or do people change their stripes?
We're all creatures of habit, so the odds are you're going to stay the same. It's not going to change much, but that's okay. We're not going to change. What is it they say? The tiger's not going to change its stripes. We will work with what you have and help you at least have a plan so that you have a realistic idea of what to do with your investments and how much income that you can take from them.
So I would imagine if you're sitting down with somebody that's really always been a saver and they're not real comfortable, you know, look, you can take that trip. You've got enough money to take that trip. Well, I don't really know for sure what happens if this happens, and maybe I don't have enough money. I mean, sometimes you're there to give people permission. Yes, go. You can do it. Do you have to ever prove it to them?
Yes. And sometimes I have to have the mean talk with them. Like, look, you're bleeding this dry. You're going to have to stop. I have to have that talk too.
Which talk do you prefer?
Oh, the other one. Like, please spend your money.
Yes, go.
I mean, I'm horrible. I'm the enabler here, the codependent person. Like, I don't want to have that talk. Like, I'm sorry, Mr. Smith. You are blowing through your money.
Yeah, that is the challenge too, though, isn't it, Brooklyn? I mean, we've all heard, you know, the lottery winner 3 years later, they're blown through their $30 million or whatever it is. Because most of us don't understand how to deal with money, which is why, to me, if I ever win the lottery, Brooklyn, I'm going to call you so you can help me to make sure that I'm going to be okay and be able to play golf every day for the rest of my life, as long as I'm physically able to. But that's the challenge, is we don't really know. So when we get into, especially the lump sums that people are getting the options for their pensions in a lot of cases, is that they blow through it too fast. We've got to have somebody to help guide you in this process, I would think.
Yeah. And that's why we have our job here at Texas Financial Advisors. That's why we have a business. That's what we do day in, day out, help people make those decisions. It's about strategy. There's no one-hit wonder. There's no silver bullet or this magical investment that you should buy. It's a combination of it, but it's really the plan that's the most important piece. And that's what I find that people don't have. So, you know, here at Texas Financial Advisory, really our passion is helping clients build their retirement income. And today we want to help you. Maybe you've been listening for a while. Maybe it's your first time to hear our show and you're just trying to figure this all out. I always say you don't know what you don't know. And I can't really help you figure that out till I sit down and talk to you face to face, whether it's with myself or one of my advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory. We have offices in San Antonio and New Braunfels area. So whatever the most convenient for you. And if that doesn't work, we could probably schedule some time to do a virtual appointment. It's amazing, like all the technology, you know, with Zoom and Join.me and all those fun FaceTiming, right? I feel like there's value being able to see you and talk to you face-to-face versus just over the phone. But whatever works for you. What we've done, though, is on our calendar, we've reserved 10 spots over the next week for you to come in if you save more than $250,000 towards retirement to get your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Now, this is a time, let me explain what to expect, right? If you were to take that opportunity to come in, carve out 30 minutes to an hour of your day, you'll meet with a live human being, whether that's myself or one of my advisors. And we're going to ask you a series of questions and try and help you navigate really what you're trying to work towards with what you've currently acquired. We'll ask you a few questions about what you saved, how you've saved it, where it is. Is it tax deferred? Is it tax free? Is it taxable? And even if you don't know those answers, we can help you figure it out. And then we will start kind of, again, creating that TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap and navigating it out. Like, okay, the next short term, 5 years, this is what we should do. And then in 10 years, here's where we should be, 20, 25, 30, so on and so forth. Now, this is a limited amount of time that we've set aside, so they'll get filled pretty quickly. Take this opportunity to text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469 or call us at 844-TFA-SHOW. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And of course, the website's a wealth bed of information there. That's texasfinancialadvisory.com. Again, you can listen to old shows, Mark, like just can't get enough of our show. You can go on there and listen to some old ones.
Which is understandable. They want to get more.
I know.
Sure.
Exactly. I think we've done like 300 some odd shows, right? How many have we done?
Not quite. No? But we're over 150 for sure.
I mean, before you, Mark, I had shows.
Oh, yes, too. You might be over 300.
Yeah. You changed the whole world, though, when we got Mark as part of our show.
Well, there you go. It's been exciting. It's been exciting. We appreciate you being with us in Texas Financial Advisory right back here, same time, same station next week. Brooklyn, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too. Thanks, Mark.
The preceding program is sponsored by Texas Financial Advisory, which is solely responsible for its content.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for your day off from work? Ah, a day off from work. But wait, in just the next couple days, your alarm's going to go off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like your day off from work? It can, but you should start making plans today. I'm Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, and I'm your every day can be your day off retirement professional. We can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it your day off? It sure feels like it. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your every day can be your day off advisor right now at 844-TFA-SHOW. We will help you put together a TFA financial freedom roadmap so you can have that day off feeling every day of the week. Call 844-TFA-SHOW right now.
Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.